Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Fraud is suspected in Zimbabwe's presidential elections. Current President Mugabe of 33 years is running against Prime Minister Tsvangirai. The Prime Minister says the president's party rigged the election. It's reported that nearly 1 million people were turned away from the polls, most of them in areas that support the Prime Minister. Christian World Outreach sees the need for leaders in Zimbabwe, especially believers. Christian World Outreach's Greg Yoder.
Our goal there is to train up leaders that really teach from the truth of the Bible so that they can be good leaders in their churches, good leaders in their country.
Pray for Zimbabwe's leaders. Next, it's safe to say Iran is hostile toward Christians. Persecution in Iran has been rising since 2005. Sat-7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is bringing spiritual deliverance. A woman recently called to tell how God healed her. Now she's following Christ, but her only connection to other believers is through Sat-7 PARS. Ask God to protect Iranian believers who follow him at great costs. And remember the blogger trip to Bangladesh that we brought you last January? Well, Food for the Hungry, or FH, is bringing another team of bloggers to Guatemala this Sunday. We caught up with blogger Rachel Myers, who's going with her husband.
This is a new experience for both of us, but we're really excited to not only experience it firsthand, but from a blogger perspective.
Rachel and her fellow bloggers will see how FH brings new physical and spiritual life to impoverished villages. They'll be in Guatemala from August 4th through the 9th, and you can follow their journey through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Pray the bloggers can help further God's kingdom in Guatemala. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast, and it's free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address at the bottom, and voila, you have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.